Welcome to the Echo and Encourage podcast. I'm your host, Hannah Abbott, and I'm honored to have you here. This is the place where we talk about things that echo eternity and encourage everyone. Whether you're looking for powerful strategies to grow on your personal journey or the best tips to flourish in every area of your life, you're in the right spot. Let's dive into today's episode. Welcome to the Echo and Encourage podcast. I'm your host, Hannah Abbott, and today is a solo episode. I have taken a bit of a break from the podcast as I had a move from San Luis Obispo to my next travel assignment in California. And there were a series of things that happened where I needed to take a pause from the podcast. I'm excited to share with you today what is on my heart and to release some episodes that have been recently recorded. So the move happened in July 2024, and leading up to the move comes a lot of packing and prep. And for me, there was a lot of goodbye parties, celebrations, and then the move happened. And I had such a supportive friend group that moved me hours away, and I got to actually move into a camper, my first home. So I bought a 40-foot camper. I was able to save up cash for it. And then my friend started doing renovations on it. My friend Emilian Grigor, he's been on the Echo and Encourage podcast. If you'd like to check out his episode on financial independence, it's a really awesome episode. His advice is what helped me to save up the cash and buy the camper. And the camper has had a lot of things going on as far as learning plumbing and figuring out which exterminator to come to get rid of ants and other unwanted critters. And it's been a huge growth experience, but I love it. I've always loved camping. I love living, or at least spending the night, in tree houses. And so to be able to be in a camper, and I don't know if you can hear the rain right now, but to be out, it feels like you're outside because you see outside and it's so beautiful. I feel like I'm camping and now I'm a happy camper. But I wasn't for a bit. With the move, my divorce finalizing, starting a new job, figuring life out in new ways, it was a lot of good changes, healthy changes. However, it was a lot at once. And I remember going to see the doctor and I said, hey, I think that I need my blood work tested. You know, I'm really tired. I'm crying all the time. I don't really feel like doing the things that I once loved, such as the podcast, and I feel like I just have low vitamin D or something. So they did the tests and everything was normal. And they explained to me that this is situational depression. So I asked my nurse practitioner, who specializes in mental health in the area of psychiatry. She is seeing me for ADHD, anxiety. Instead of going straight to medication, she said, Hannah, I want you to journal when you first wake up and before you go to bed and write down all the things that you are thankful for and speak out from a heart of gratitude. So she said, journal out your accomplishments. So for example, it would look like, thank you, God, you helped me to become a speech language pathologist and get my next travel assignment. Thank you, God, for getting me through this divorce and for giving me a new life on the other side. And thank you, God, for my dogs and how loving they are. Thank you for helping me to raise them and to love them, to love my oldest dog through how he's going through heart disease. So he's on medication twice a day at the moment for that. Thank you, God, for the progress towards the book that I'm writing and for being a keynote speaker in that journey. And thank you, God, for my friendships and my mentors. And so every morning and evening, I would journal and I would speak out loud what I was writing. And really, even just doing that right away, I noticed a shift in how I would carry myself. And I wasn't full on crying in those moments. I also exercised. I went back to the gym and I went to dance class. I was also pretty transparent about, hey, you know, I'm not at the place I want to be with my mental health, and I'm very fatigued. And so learning the movements is going to take me longer. I was also at this time diagnosed with sleep apnea, where you have to use a machine, or at least I do. There's different treatment options, but I chose to get the CPAP machine. And there were some nights where I would stop breathing many, many times. Over 100 times one night, and now it's down to maybe 2 to 4 episodes an hour, which is way less than 100 times overnight. And my quality of sleep has grown so much. My energy levels has grown so much. And I also figured something out. My whole life, I've tried to figure out why do I have kind of wavy hair at the back and straight hair on top. And then I feel like it gets greasy and hard to wash. And I've tried all these different products, but I went to the hairdresser and she said, hey, you have wavy hair. So then I decided to look up different products and things that would help support my wavy hair. And at 30 years old, I was given a divorce gift from God of wavy hair. So I'm learning, you know, after the shower, how to put the products in it and scrunch it. And I've just been having so much fun with this. It was actually, to be transparent, out of all the things that have happened in my life, from grieving the loss of family members to suicide and going through a divorce, being in a marriage that lasted 7 months till the final separation, hard things like chronic pain that was then healed, really, really hard things in life. Out of all of that, the one thing I was frustrated at God with was, did you forget how to make my hair the way you wanted it? Like, why is some of it straight and some of it wavy? And I was like, I really want wavy hair in heaven, God, or curly hair in heaven. And it was me that didn't know how to style it, how to put the moisture in it. And he was waiting for me to figure that out all of this time. And he was so loving to me and patient with me for being real and honest about how that was the one thing that really bothered me, is like my hair. Anyways, God loves us wherever we are in life, and he understands our frustrations, our pain. And he welcomes us to come to him and to be real and ask questions. And so going back to the situational depression, talking about divorce, move, sleep apnea, being a first-time homeowner of a camper and all of these things at once, it was super heavy. But through that, through the strategies of healthcare providers helping me figure out sleep and, you know, not jumping to over-medicating, but jumping to joy and gratitude and being okay with embracing that it was a very difficult moment, riding the wave, thinking about how I used to surf in Hawaii. And it's a good thing to ride the waves, ride the highs and the lows, and to not run away from them, but to just embrace it. And one thing that I'm really thankful for was, it's probably been all the counseling I've had over the years and the incredible parents I have that have modeled this for me. But I was able to tell the people in my life, like, hey, I'm going through a situational depression, but I was able to share that with them and still be in community with them. And they accepted me for where I was. So I was able to still go on beautiful get-togethers with friends, and they knew where I was at, but they just loved me where I was at. And there was no judgment. And I'm tearing up because I have so much joy and gratitude for parents who have chose a different path. For example, my mom, she lost her family, two of her siblings, to overdose, suicide. And my dad has lost siblings to health complications that have stemmed from doing drugs, things like that. And my parents, they've done the hard work of showing up in the world and owning their emotions and mental health and seeking support from mental health professionals. And they've changed the legacy that the Abbott family is going to leave and to live. And I want to encourage you that if you're going through depression, some mental health thing, to be able to own it and to talk about it and to communicate that to the people who you love, the people who are in your life and who want to be in your life, because there's beauty in community. And when you accept where you're at, you acknowledge it, and you tell the people in your life about it, then there's room for them to hold you through it. Sometimes we think that we need space from people. And while I understand it's good to listen to your body and what you need, there's also healing in community. And I think the enemy wants to make us think that we're the only ones going through a hard time, that we're the only ones that understand this pain, or there's shame attached to depression or going through a divorce or a separation or mental health complications or financial issues. But that's a lie. There's no shame in what you're going through. And loving community, the people that care for you the deepest, they want to be there for you. So let them be there for you. Tell them how they can encourage you through this hard time. Sometimes you may tell someone you're going through X, Y, or Z, and they may not say anything back. They may not know what to say back. So you can take inventory and see, well, who are the people in my life who have a really high emotional intelligence, and they can be there for me and pour into me. And then you could do the strategy of, okay, well, maybe this person doesn't know how to respond to what I just shared, but I still want them to be there for me. So then you could maybe have a list ready of things that that person or people in your life could do to support you through this. So that's a way to kind of help your friends, your family, community to interact with you in a way that's going to bless you and encourage you. It gives them an actionable step, and it helps you to communicate what you need. And I think the people in your life will then be able to take what you did through your hard situation and be ready for the next person who has a hard time, and they want to understand how they can be there for that person. They'll have that skill, that tool in their toolbox. So I know for me, for example, I've shared with people before, hey, I really need a hug right now, or hey, I just really need to have you on the phone or FaceTime you, or I just need you to help me get some food, or I need you to drive me to this errand because I'm too tired to drive, or I would love to be with you. I'm just going to be quieter today. When you own what you need and you tell it to the person in your life who cares for you, that's a beautiful bid for communication, and they're able to honor that and to choose to honor it. So good and bad times come and go, but communication needs to be consistent to honor the relationships and people in our lives. So I'm very grateful for the people in my life who are so loving and patient and kind. And it reminds me of God's incredible love for us. I also love being on the other side of situational depression. And I'm having the joy for the things that I had once before come back. So I have the joy for the podcast back. I have the joy for writing the book back. And I have the joy of speaking again and not taking nap after nap. I mean, my body needed it being on low sleep, but It's so fun to be on the other side of a really hard time. And if I could share some more pieces of wisdom with you that I've learned over the years, it's to embrace growth, and it's to make that appointment with a mental health professional. Let's say that you just don't jive so well with the therapist. It's okay to switch therapists. I've had to switch therapists throughout my time. And if you would prioritize your sleep, listening to your body, checking in with yourself to see what you need, prioritizing exercise, nutrition, the things that we don't always want to do is what our body often needs most. So when someone's really sad, they may not want to go to the gym. Maybe a friend could drive them. Maybe they could take that first step and do a little bit, because getting your heart rate up and movement is so healing. When you're sad, it's hard to cook. You may need somebody to make you some healthy food, or you might need to order some and have it delivered. There's things that we have to do to put on our oxygen mask and fuel ourselves up for healing, that it's okay to do for yourself. You're so loved and treasured and valued that you're worth it. You're worth embracing through this time, having compassion for yourself and for others. There's so many beautiful things that we can do to grow out of a hard time or a depression. And the beauty of community is waiting for you to say yes. So I encourage you to practice journaling the things that you're grateful for, that you've accomplished. If you're a believer, you can talk it out with God in prayer and thank Him for all the things that He's done for you. And that mindset shift is so powerful. And if you have any questions or comments, I'd love to hear from you. And if there's any topics that you'd like me to cover in upcoming episodes, whether it's a solo episode or bringing a guest, please let me know. We'd love to look into that. And I'm encouraging you on your journey of growth and healing and community. Have a beautiful week. See you next time. Thanks so much for joining me today on the Echo and Encourage podcast. I hope this inspired you and gave you a fresh perspective. If you loved today's episode, hit that subscribe button, rate, and leave a review. Your support helps this encourage more people. Connect with us on social media or visit our website for more resources to help you live your best life. See you next time.